Join me in prayer. Almighty, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and ask your blessing upon this, your message this day, that you would speak your word. That you would open our ears, Lord, so that we might receive your wisdom into our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you'll fill this room with the very presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and fill the power of the Spirit through you, O Father in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. I'm really bad about trusting people anymore. I can remember back when my daughter, Heather, my oldest daughter, went to get a car in Wilmington. That's a big deal because it was her first car. And she she went to get it, and she saw this Jeep, and this guy come running out to us and said, "That's an awesome Jeep." He said, "The DuPonts owned that Jeep, and they took very, very good care of it." He said, "That would be the Jeep you want." So we bought that Jeep, and when we got home, we found out the air conditioner didn't work. Several other things were wrong with it after they told us it was in perfect shape. So I had a bad temper back then. So I ride into Wilmington, and I said, "I want to see the salesman." They said, "Well, he's not here this week." And I said, "Well, I want to see the manager." And they said, "Well, he's in the meeting right now." And I said, "I'm going to wait outside for him. You tell him I'm here to see him." And I said, "Because this is why." And they said, "Well, you signed his paper saying everything was okay." I said, "I signed it because he told me everything was okay. I didn't have a chance to check anything." And I had in my mind, I said, "This guy's in for it." But when he came outside, he was like 6 feet tall. I'm 6 foot, but it looked like he was 7 at the time. But I was still going to take him down. But what he said to me was different. He said, "Mr. Ash, what's wrong?" And I told him. He said, "We'll fix that for you." He said, "I apologize for them saying that they wouldn't." And that give you hope and someone telling you the truth finally. You know, but the truth is hard to accept. It's hard to believe people that you don't know. And it's easy to believe people that you do know. Anymore, it seems that it gets harder and harder and harder to trust someone in this life. But when Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, you can be assured that we can trust him in all things. A person that tells the truth is one who you can not depend on, but a person like Jesus Christ, when he tells the truth, you can depend upon it. That is why the Christians, we lay our trust in Jesus Christ. For he told his disciples that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one come to the Father except through him. There's only one way that we can go to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. Today I want to show you why we can put all our trust and faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, I've probably read this to you before, but it's very significant in my faith as I was studying and everything. But in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, it says that God had a plan for all of us. And his plan was to take Jesus Christ, the Son, and have Jesus Christ come down and bring all things together on earth and in heaven. And the first thing that the plan was, that Jesus was to come and die on a cross for us and shed his blood so that by believing in him, our sins would be forgiven. And by him rising from the grave, death would be defeated. Awesome thing. It's no longer a mystery. In those verses, Paul writes, it's a mystery. It's no longer a mystery to any of us. For God Almighty showed us in his good pleasure what he purposed through Jesus Christ. It's no longer a mystery because God created the heavens and the earth for you and me and all humankind. He didn't create the earth for himself. He has all power in all things and space beyond our very human knowledge. But yet he took the time to create this earth for us, to put these planets where they had to be, where the sun had to be, where the moon had to be, and everything had to be perfect for us. Even the depth of the dirt on the earth had to be perfect for us. Everything perfect God made for us at that time. The only thing was, we didn't take care of it, and it's no longer perfect. So God has another perfect thing planned for us. Out of love, God created the heavens and the earth for you and me and all humankind. And as I wrote this week, I was sitting at the kitchen table, And I was looking out the window over top of some chairs, and all of a sudden I saw this beautiful blue and this beautiful white. Anybody see those clouds this week? If you did, if you didn't, you missed something. And I thought, oh my goodness, who can make a blue like that? Who can make a white like that? It's not something I can do with crayons, you know. It was wonderful to watch that. God Almighty, I saw the beauty of the trees and the fields as I was looking out. And you can see God and His hand upon creation every time. Just look out and you can see God. Put it in your mind that that's God. The truth is that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit created all things for us, each of us. And we can trust in God's creation. And Paul wrote in Philippians 2, 5 through 11. If we read that out, find that the love of Jesus Christ allowed him to leave his throne on the right hand of God the Father. Leave his throne as God. Put off the form of God and put on the form of man. So that he could come and be born of a virgin. Where he probably made and had his hands made in the very fact of his mom to be. Born and suffer anguish and everything else and die. So that we might have eternal life by believing in him. Now that's love. How could you not trust somebody? Not only does Jesus wash away our sins with his blood, but he rises from the grave and gives us a chance to have an eternal life because he defeats death. And Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 8, 9, he left his throne in heaven and became poor so that we might become rich. You ask, how will we become rich? I'm glad you asked. You see, the richness is in life to be. When we're talking about God giving us a gift and God giving us everything that we need and an inheritance in the kingdom of God. My wife and I have started many times, we don't have that much money, but started many times to write all over what the inheritance is going to be and how we'll spread it between our three kids. But Jesus Christ is telling us that God Almighty wants to spread an inheritance that is out of this world with each of us. And he's spreading that with us even though we don't deserve it sometimes. He's forgiven our sins even though we don't forgive it at times. And he's making us a whole person in him so he can give us an inheritance. Can you imagine an inheritance from God, what it would be like if we got an inheritance today, unless Rockefellers, you come from the Rockefeller family maybe, but the inheritance today is nothing compared to what God Almighty has given us. And Paul describes the most wonderful, glorious event that's going to happen. What's going to take place is that Jesus Christ will hear his shout, will hear a trumpet, and all of a sudden all the dead in Christ will rise from the grave with a new glorified body and meet Christ in the air. And then we'll be right behind him, meeting Christ in the air. And when that happens, we will be united with all Christians all over the place. And we'll take our stand with God Almighty. And number five, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's been the trust we have in Jesus Christ. For he's told us that. We believe in everything that Jesus tells us. A place where there'll be no more sickness and no more death, no more tears, only laughter, only happiness in this place. Let us never take Jesus Christ for granted. We do that sometimes. I do too. Let us always understand how easy it is to trust in Christ. For God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit made plans long before we were born, made plans so that we could have an earth. That we could have a created place. Made plans for us. He built that for us. And then he made us. Psalm 139 tells us that he made us. He knew every part of us. All the way from head to toe. He knows us completely. He loves us that much. He formed a place for us. Then he formed us to be in the place. And let us never take it for granted that now he wants to take us from this place to heaven, to be with him forever and ever and ever. Jesus shed his blood and died our death and was buried so that our sins would be forgiven and rose from the grave so that we could understand that death has been defeated. Now, this is love. How can we not put trust in someone who loves us that much? And out of love, Christ, we have eternal life waiting for us with a new glorified body and an inheritance in the world to come. How can we not trust someone that's offering us that? And then, He is the way, the truth, and the life. How can we not believe that when He's given us all the other things? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, He said in another glimpse from John 8:32. We can trust Jesus Christ with our very souls. That's something that never dies, is our soul, but Christ is there with that to give us a glorified body on top of our souls. I ask you today, if you can put your trust in Christ, raise your hand and say amen. Amen. Something about that just is beyond my human understanding when I was thinking about that this week. Everything He gives us is out of love. He gives us and gives us and gives us. The only way you can have a glimpse of that is look at your own mom and dad or look at your own children. You can see the glimpse you have for them and the love you have for them. And think how much God's love is for us. It's an amazing thing. Let's pray. Lord, the love You have for us is beyond our very measure, Lord. And we thank You for loving us that much. Lord Jesus, we put our trust in You as You ask. We trust You, Lord, because we believe in You. And we've seen Your love in action, Lord. And we thank You for that, Father in heaven. We thank You for that, Lord Jesus. We thank You for the love that is beyond our very compassionness, Lord. We don't understand it, but You give it to us at all times, Lord. We thank You for that. Continue to love us, Lord, as You've made a place for us that's out of this world, Lord. We thank You for that. Let us understand our love for You, Lord, and let us someday learn to love You as much as You love us. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.